This is a wonderful day because today we celebrate the feast of the dedication of the basilicas of St. Peter and St. Paul. And of course, a week ago, more or less, we celebrated the dedication of St. John at the Lateran, the Cathedral of Rome. And of course, in August, every year, on August the 5th, Our Lady of the Snows, we celebrate the dedication of the Basilica of St. Mary Major. And these are the four principal archiepiscopal and papal basilicas that are to be found in Rome. One goes to Rome to make a pilgrimage, and these are four churches that are a must to visit. There are others, and of course, there are the catacombs, but these four churches are imperative to obtain the Holy Year indulgence. And of course, we are in a Holy Year, which is coming to an end soon. And for our diocese, this is also a Holy Year, since we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the erection of this diocese by Pope St. Paul VI, with our first bishop, who is still alive at 103, Bishop René Henri Grasita. And so it is a day of great feast, even though, of course, most people don't know and maybe don't care, but some people perhaps, like the communists and the socialists, think there are too many feasts. And there aren't, but there could be not enough feasts. Now, St. Peter's Basilica, of course, was built on the site of the martyrdom of St. Peter himself, the Prince of the Apostles. And in fact, in the sacristy of St. Peter's Basilica, which is to the left of it, connected, of course, a beautiful sacristy, much bigger than this church, just the sacristy. There are many altars and, of course, thousands of vestments that the priests that go there to celebrate Mass wear, and some of them even the Holy Father wears. But in the middle of the sacristy, there is a circle surrounded and blocked off by beautiful chains and so forth. In the middle, there the marble floor denotes, and there is a beautiful, beautiful crucifix. And there it was that, according to tradition, St. Peter was martyred around the year 65 A.D. And he was martyred upside down because he did not think himself worthy to be martyred just like Christ. And so he wanted to be upside down out of humility. And of course, not too far from there, but underground, several stories underground, there's about five stories, is the tomb of St. Peter. And for a while there, even though everybody knew where it was, nobody could see it, and it was deemed to be lost. And under the pontificate of Venerable Pius XII and later of St. Paul VI, the tomb and the bones of St. Peter were discovered, and then they were placed in a glass sarcophagus where you can actually see the bones. He's not incorrupt. And so a very, very wonderful, wonderful place. And it had been destroyed several times and then rededicated. On the last time was under Pope Urban VIII. Then the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. He was a Roman citizen, so he could not be crucified. He had to be decapitated. That was the ultimate punishment for a Roman citizen, and St. Paul was a Roman citizen, and St. Peter was not. And so he was taken outside the city of Rome, where today we have the monastery of the Tre Fontane, and his head was chopped off, and his head bounced three times, and there to this day there are three springs of water that came forth. Venerable Pius XII covered them up, so only the monks that are there can get to it, because the stupid Roman women who are doing their laundry there. And he said, this is not right, this is sacrilege. So he covered them up, but the water still is flowing from this miracle. Not too far from there, he was buried in what is today the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. It is the only basilica of the four patriarchal basilicas that is outside the walls of Rome. And underneath the main altar, and until recently, again, like St. Peter, it was said, it was tradition, it was handed down, that he was there. Well, in recent years, his bones were found, and of course, it is there. You cannot see them, but you can have Mass, and I have said Mass there in front of that tomb, in front of the tomb of St. Peter many times. In 1826, the basilica was struck by lightning, and the roof burnt, and a lot of things in it were destroyed. So immediately, Pope Gregory XVI, who was a pontiff at the time, began to reach out to the whole world, not only to Catholics, but also to the Orthodox and others. And in fact, the Tsar of Russia sent humongous pieces of malachite, and there are two altars on either side of the papal altar of solid malachite that were donated by the Tsar of Russia. And so we pray for the return of the Orthodox to communion with the Holy Catholic Church. In the meantime, the basilica was built pretty much as it was originally, but embellished more, and it was consecrated by Blessed Pius IX, and he decided to move the feast to the same day as that of the dedication of St. Peter. So today we feast the dedication of St. Peter and St. Paul, and they're always mentioned together because they were the principal apostles in the beginning of the church. Though St. Paul was not really an apostle, he was an apostle after the fact, as he said. And so today, let us pray for the Holy Church, for the peace of the church, for unity in the church, and for the destruction of modernism and heresy and everything else that is afflicting the church in our day and age. And we pray to the Blessed Mother, mediatrix of all graces and co-redemptrix of all mankind, to intercede for us and to intercede for Pope Leo, who is surrounded by wicked men. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.